Thank you very much for the kind introduction, Madam Chair, fellow delegates, and colleagues. I will continue with a short summary of the submitted working paper. As part of the aforementioned project, the Robert Koch Institute organizes a capstone exercise that seeks to simulate an entire investigation mission as realistic as possible. As such, the exercise aims to test existing capacities and to identify the focus and necessity of further training. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic and its related travel restrictions, the planning of this exercise required and requires a flexible implementation approach. Therefore, the first part of the exercise, which focused on the planning of a fictitious mission, took place in November 2020 in the form of a virtual tabletop exercise. As the first virtual exercise to be conducted in the context of the UNSGM, the event received considerable attention with over 50 participants and observers from various countries and international organizations. As a second part of the capstone exercise, selected experts will be dispatched to a fictitious mission during a full-scale exercise. An evaluation of both exercises is prepared in cooperation with the Swedish Defense Research Agency, which will be published in the aftermath of the full-scale exercise. In a first interaction review, the Robert Koch Institute compiled selected preliminary outcomes of this virtual exercise. Aspects of those lessons learned are, first, the importance of a close cooperation between the involved stakeholders of the mission, that is, between the qualified experts on the mission team and the expert consultants, designated laboratories, as well as the involved UN entities. Second, the significance of established trust in the mission team based on previous training experience, which is needed for the creation of team cohesion and which underlines the importance of continuous training for UNSGM experts on the roster. And third, the need for flexible planning in the context of a UNSGM mission that is adapted to reality and reviewed regularly. In addition, the virtual tabletop exercise has also provided an incentive for reflection on the use of virtual training for UNSGM roster experts. With the reduced costs, the low threshold for participation, and simplified coordination of participants, virtual training certainly presents a promising method for UNSGM training. However, the disadvantages of virtual formats, such as reduced personal interaction, also displayed the importance of in-person training. The Robert Koch Institute therefore will continue to base its activities on both pillars in the future. The planned full-scale exercise, with its many practical aspects, for example, underlies the condition of possible in-person encounters. Therefore, this part of the capstone exercise has been postponed and is currently foreseen for the first quarter of 2022, should the circumstances allow it. In addition, the Robert Koch Institute recently organized a tabletop exercise series for new experts on the roster and is currently preparing an e-learning module on the subject of personal protective equipment. With these multifaceted activities, the Robert Koch Institute seeks to strengthen existing capabilities on the UNSGM roster, while also creating opportunities for international exchange of experts and institutions in a common effort to prepare for an effective response to the use of biological weapons. Thank you, Madam Chair.